The buzzword in London as the opening ceremony looms is tingle. You feel it in the air, in cafes and bars, even on crowded trains. The excitement started slowly. For weeks, Londoners were spectators as the towns and villages of Britain showed them through the torch relay how Olympic fever should be done. When their chance came, they embraced it passionately. Now attention turns expectantly to the $42 million opening extravaganza. People have been nervous. Would it embarrass us, look cheap, or worse, arrogant? It's a closely guarded secret called the Isles of Wonder, which will tell humorously the British story from green and pleasant land to the Industrial Revolution with high-octane surprises. The director, the Oscar-winning movie maker Danny Boyle, appeared calm despite a global TV audience expected to reach billions.
It's been a long road and we're almost there. This is a live performance and it's the actors, and in our case they are volunteers, and who have to get up there and do it. So any kind of nervousness I feel for them, it's for them, really, because my nerves are not important. Looking forward to it, really. And whatever comes our way, comes our way. It's a one time only, so I'll never do one again. But it is extraordinary to be involved in one.
So what does it tell us about modern Britain? The stadiums were ready in good time, rising out of a post-industrial wasteland, but many people remained reluctant to believe that we, the British, so used to disappointments, could do this. As a nation, we're happier poking fun at our own incompetence. It's often a rich seam. But it's also self-protection. When the security firm G4S let the nation down and soldiers had to be brought in to fill the Olympic security gaps, it looked like the fear of failure had guaranteed it once again. The nation also worried that foreign guests would have to suffer as we do, the overcrowded trains and buses. They would see us as we really are. So a successful Olympics could allow the Brits to shed some of that anxiety, perhaps even demand better for themselves. London is now home to peoples from every corner of the world. It's not always easy, but it works, and segregation compared to many global cities is minimal. London's openness to the world helped it to win the Games in the first place, and it remains a place many aspire to live in. It can't all be bad. What the quirky people of these islands do rather well is enjoy ourselves and welcome strangers. And this time, the British are hosts and not just contenders, and most people want their guests to enjoy the stay. Welcome to London 2012.